start, I'm going to do a tongue talk, and this is what I feel like that maybe I can use for the Lord. And I haven't done but one before in public. Okay, I'll speak up.
There you go, amen.
So, bear with me, and don't be nervous. You can do it, and don't be nervous. Okay. I just want to share Ezekiel 22, verse 30, if you want to turn there. And it kind of goes along with what I'll be talking about this morning. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. And I just want you maybe to dwell on that verse a little bit while I tell a story to you.
Laura,
can you hold the microphone?
No.
Speak up, Laura.
So many times in life, we look around us and we see the beauty of the world, and we think about what we want to do in the world and how we can get ahead, and it only matters maybe what we want in the world. So I want to tell you about a story of a village that was located right at the bottom of the mountains. And there was an Indian tribe, and I'll say they were in Mexico. And this Indian tribe, they went around their business all the time, and they worked together, and they fellowshiped together, and they prayed together, and they knew who God was. But yet, it didn't matter that much to them. What was important is that they got done what they want to do, and that they're the ones that got ahead in life. But then one day, a fever came to town, and the people got sick, and it just spread from person to person, and before you knew it, it seemed like the whole village had been sick. And what can you do when everyone's sick? There's no doctor out in the villages in Mexico usually, maybe a few hundred miles away or so, but there's no doctor right near the town. So the people, what could they do? They couldn't plow their fields, and they couldn't go fetch the water. The water was far away from them. It was down in the valley, and here they were up at the front, at the very bottom of the mountain, and here the brook ran way down at the dam at the end of the valley. So the water's way down here, and the people are way up here, and they had no water. No form of life. You can't exist without water. So there was only four men in the village who didn't have a fever, and the fever just made you like when you're sick in bed and you can't get up, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no doctor around. You just lay in bed all the time. So the village people, they cried and they cried to these men. These four men, they moved into their own house. They said, well, there's no way. We don't want to get this fever either. We've been lucky. Why should we take a chance in associating with them and getting sick also? So the people, they cried and they cried. Finally, their water supply that they did have was out. What were they to do? They were too sick to take the long trip down a few miles away to go get water. So they cried and cried to these men, please, please, go get us some water. There's just no way we can get it. And the men says, there's no way, you know. We're looking out after ourselves. There's no way we're going to go get you water. It's a long trip. And if we take a long trip like that, it's going to make us weak, and then we're more apt to get the fever, and we don't want it. We don't want to die. The people kept on and kept on asking, and there's one man. He says, well, I'll go, but there's just no way I can bring water for all of you. What can I do? Just one person. There's just no way. Well, they said, please, just try. Just try anything. You know, we're going to die if we don't have water. So this one man said, okay, I'll take the trip down, but I don't know how much I can do. I'm weak. I'm only one man. I can only carry two buckets of water at a time, but I'll give it a try. So he went ahead and he started on his long trip from the village all the way to the brook. When he got to the brook, he sat down and he was resting a while. He said, how on earth am I ever, ever going to be able to bring water for all those people? He says, there's just no way, especially with them fever, having the fever and having to wash themselves and try to keep the fever down. He says, there's just no way I can bring enough water to the people. And right as he bent down, he's getting ready to dip his first bucket into the water and draw it out. He saw these bamboo growing, and he said, I know what I can do. He says, if I cut these bamboo sticks down and I connect them all together and make a half, of them all the way to the village. She says, I can get the water to run through the pipes all the way to the village, and then I wouldn't have to carry it, and then we'd have a steady stream of water all the time. So this is what he did. He took and he connected. He worked all day. He put everything he had into it. And he got a bamboo pipeline connected all the way from the brook to the village. And so he made his trip back, and he got it all set up down here at the water, and then he got it all set up at the village, and he made a great section on the bamboo line, and the water started coming forth. And this is the water of the life for the people flowing forth. And this one man, he made his trip, and he wondered, what can I do by myself? And so many times we think, what can I do? These people here in San Antonio, the people in New Guinea, and the people in Mexico, they need the word of life. Maybe Amen. Not the water of life, but they need the word of life. And you say, what can I do as one person? What can I do? I can't tell everyone, but God will use you if you're willing. He says, he gave this man an idea. You know, there's some way he can use you. Amen. And I just want to share with you about the woman at the well in John 4. And about verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me a drink, for his disciples are gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto them, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall thirst again. Jesus answered and said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And the woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. And the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. Ye know what we worship, for salvation is for the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the woman saith unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And then later on, if you read the rest of the chapter, it says she went out, and just this one woman went out, and she told all the people Amen. In the town what God had done for her. And you think only one woman going out, what can she do? But she went that whole town. She had a testimony, and she told the whole village what had happened to her and of Jesus Christ. And I challenge you, the verse in Ezekiel 22, verse 30, to stand in the gap.
Amen.
And I sought for a man among them that should make up a hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, that I found none. Has God given you a burden? And have you taken the opportunity here in San Antonio, just among your own neighbors, to stand in the gap and tell your friends and to tell the people you love and your family what God's done for you. Have you stood in the gap? Somebody has to tell them, and have you.
Amen.